I'd like to wish all of our mothers a very happy Mother's Day today. And in honor of our mothers, I want to read a letter from an Irish mother to her son. Dear son, just a few lines to let you know I'm still alive. I'm writing this slowly because I know you can't read fast. You won't recognize the house when you get home. We've moved. Your father has a lovely new job with 700 men under him. He cuts grass at the cemetery. There's a washing machine at our new home, but it's not working too good. Last week I put in 12 shirts, pulled the chain, and haven't seen them since. Your sister Colleen had a baby this morning, but I haven't found out if it's a girl or a boy, so I don't know if you're an uncle or an aunt. Your Uncle Mick drowned last night in a vat of whiskey at the Dublin distillery. His friends tried to save him, but he fought them off bravely. He was cremated and it took 4 days to put the fire out. I saw the doctor last week and your father went with me. The doctor put a glass tube in my mouth and told me not to talk for 30 minutes. Your father wanted to buy it from him. It only rained twice this week, the first for 4 days and the second for 3 days. We had a letter from the undertaker. He said if the final payment on your grandmother's grave wasn't paid in 7 days, up she comes. Signed, your loving mother. P.S. I was going to include $10, but I'd already sealed the envelope. Every year on Mother's Day, I like to have the mothers stand for the Mother's Day blessing. So if our mothers, grandmothers, and godmothers would like to stand, I'll give you the blessing from the church's Book of Blessings. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's thank our wonderful mom. Well, today we have a very powerful reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Last week we heard about Jesus the Good Shepherd and how we are his flock. Today he gives us a different image. In John 15 he gives us the image that he is the vine and we are the branches. And that we have to remain attached to the vine in order to be able to bear fruit. In other words, we have to be one with Christ. We have to be united to Christ through his grace. He is the vine, we are the branches. In order for us to bear fruit, whether it be virtue or holiness or bringing souls to God, we have to stay united to Christ. And the way we remain, first of all, connected to Christ, the way we become connected to Christ is through our baptism. At our baptism, original sin is washed away. At baptism, we receive the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our soul. That is how we are grafted to the vine. That is how we become one with God, one with the Lord. And so baptism incorporates us. We get attached to Christ as branches to the vine. But then, the other sacraments strengthens that relationship, that connection with Christ. The Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ that nourishes us, fills us with divine grace as often as we receive him. And then confirmation strengthens that relationship. Confession restores that relationship. God forbid if somebody commits a mortal sin, they become a broken branch off the vine. They're no longer joined to Christ regarding grace because they're in mortal sin. How do they get reconnected to the vine? Through confession. When they go to confession, have their sins forgiven, we come back into the friendship of God, back into the state of grace with the Lord, then they're regrafted onto the vine. So this is how we remain one with Christ, through the sacraments, through daily prayer. Daily prayer is how we remain close to Christ and one with Christ, and also following His commandments. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So that's how we, as the branches, remain connected to Christ, the vine. And the Lord said that if you remain in Him, and He remains in us, then we will bear much fruit and give glory to the Heavenly Father. He also said, though, that those who do not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire where they will be burned. See, that's referring to unrepentant mortal sin. For those who die in that state of grace, they've separated themselves from God for all eternity. We call that hell, the eternal separation from God. It's not God's fault that a person goes there. It's their own fault by their own choices and how they've lived their life. If they have chosen to separate themselves from Christ, the true vine, through serious sin and remain in that, then they themselves have broken themselves off the vine, which is Christ. But the Lord doesn't want that to happen. So He wants us to come back to confession, to be regrafted onto that vine, to live in the state of grace. And it says here in the Gospel that God the Father is the vine grower. And God the Father wants us to bear much fruit. And those that are attached to the vine, He even prunes so that we produce more fruit. Well, this pruning can be considered, for example, the sufferings that God allows us to endure in life. The crosses, the toils, the disappointments of life, the difficulties, the sufferings we endure. If we accept that as part of God's will for us and offer it to the Lord, uniting it to Him, that's like a pruning process. The pruning process for the grapes is necessary. For example, if you have the vineyards, if they don't go out and prune, then by the harvest season, there's going to be no grapes. It's just going to be a lot of leaves. But so the vine grower has to come and prune away those extra things so that the nutrition can go to producing grapes and not just leaves. That's what the Lord wants in our life as well. Sometimes He allows difficulties, challenges, sufferings in our life to prune us from our attachment to things that we shouldn't be attached to, the things of this world, worldly things, so we get more attached to Christ, so that we can bear much fruit and glorify God through lives of holiness and virtue and evangelization, of bringing other souls to Christ. So that's the main message in today's Gospel. Christ is the vine, we are the branches. We have to remain attached to Christ. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we can bear much fruit for the glory of God and for the kingdom of God. We never want to be separated from the vine. God forbid, if we commit a serious sin, well then, immediately, we repent, we go back to God's forgiveness through confession, be restored to His friendship, and live in His grace, live in His commandments. And then we'll be able to bear much fruit for the glory of God. And lastly, on Mother's Day, every few years, I'd just like to end with reading of a wonderful little children's story. It's a story of how a little boy grows through the stages of childhood and becomes a man. And it's also about the enduring nature of a mother's love and how it passes down from generation to generation. The name of this book is Love You Forever. So let me just share this with you today on this Mother's Day. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old. And he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator. And he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, "This kid is driving me crazy." But at nighttime, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby will be." The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old, and he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights of her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. And if that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that mother got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, "You better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came to the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang the song, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be."